Hey, welcome to the show.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but we're working on a new intro.
Ayo.
This was just thought of. Welcome to the TNT Boys episode. My name is Kale. I'm joined with Sam and Cole.
This is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
How are you fellas doing tonight?
I'm good, Cole. How about you? Glad to have you on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So second guest we've had on the show after Brody joined us a couple times.
Yeah, no one expected this guy to show up.
Just kind of showed up, you know?
Yeah, I was here for the beer.
That's all right.
Hey, I don't blame you.
So wait, which three of you, which one's the good, the bad, and the ugly out of the three of you?
I'm the good, obviously.
I'm the bad. Oh,
well, oh, cool.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm probably the ugly one, honestly, if we're being quite honest.
I woke up, I was still ugly.
Looked in the mirror, still ugly today.
Oh, I thought you broke it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, after the fact.
Well, you have to be the ugly one because Kale and I are both engaged.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Step your game That's up, true. Little
living bitch. Living that bachelor life, dude.
Hey, sometimes it's nice.
You know what? Some days I miss it, but I know I just put myself in the doghouse, but sometimes.
Kale, you don't mean that.
No, I don't. No. Maya, I love you.
He does.
I love you, Maya. Okay. Love. So, today's episode, we're going to be talking about player bust, the worst ref calls, and our good old buddy, Roger Goodell. But before we get into that, we actually have a few things we want to talk about. So, during the eclipse, there was an astrology influencer that's on, you know, the social medias, and she was so disturbed by the eclipse, she killed her partner, an infant child, and herself.
What?
Yeah. I discovered this, like, today.
There was a lot of, like, weird conspiracy theories going on with the eclipse, like...
World's ending.
Like, dude, it's just a regular thing that happens, like...
It's science.
Like, I think something that was, like, I think a little bit more unique about this one is that I think all the planets, like, aligned during this one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, nothing happened, dude. Like, but it's just crazy, like, some of the conspiracy theories that people come up with, and then they go to these lengths to do stuff like this. It's just...
insane.
Yeah, morbidly insane.
Yeah.
I saw on TikTok, Jupiter... I don't remember how many moons it has, but it said in a given week, I think, it has 3 solar eclipses.
Jeez.
Cole.
Or something like that.
I love you, but that was like the smartest thing I've ever heard you say.
There's a lot more where that came from.
I'm sorry, but... That's something I don't expect to hear you say.
That was interesting, though. Appreciate that.
I watch a lot of stupid shit. I watch a lot of pointless documentaries about all sorts of things.
Oh, so this is why you're not on Discord right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. You have an excuse.
You're one of those guys.
Yes.
Nerd.
Pointless knowledge.
Sitting in my garage right now with my Lamborghini, with my knowledge, my books of knowledge.
I got a lot of books. I'm going to read them and get some knowledge.
And then we have a couple videos we want to show here too, as well.
Kale and his Instagram reels.
Now, Sam, you know me. I gotta.
You don't.
I mean, of course.
Yeah, I got a bar downstairs in my house.
Yeah, and you're gonna listen to Creed.
Yeah, always. To be honest, you and I, out of anyone we know, are probably the biggest Creed fans. Or we support Creed, at least.
We support Creed.
I liked Creed before they were cool.
Yeah. And then watch this knockout punch.
Now it just goes around that they're cool, though.
He got his shit rocked. He got his shit rocked.
He went parallel to the mat right there.
Yeah.
He was floating for a little bit.
So after watching that video, who do you guys want to win? Obviously, I think all three of us would want Mike Tyson in the Mike Tyson
Paul fight. Yes, 100%.
But do you think if he gets KO'd, that's going to ruin his reputation?
100%.
Yeah, it will.
100%. But he's also what, old. 30 years older?
He's a lot older. That's true. It would almost make Paul look like a kind of like an asshole for beating up an old man, even though it's Mike Tyson.
So you've got to respect your elders.
No, yeah, that's I remember seeing on, I think it was on Instagram or Facebook, I saw this picture. It was like Mike Tyson at 18 and Jake Paul at 18, and they were like Tyson was already like a well-known fighter.
Yep.
Paul was like some
YouTuber.
Yeah, like some YouTubers, and it was like some skinny teenage
YouTuber
boy
that was living off his brother, because his brother was more famous than him.
Yeah.
At that time.
I get them confused.
They're both stupid.
I don't really.
Well, I can't say they're stupid because they're entrepreneurs and everything, but
I mean, whatever they're doing is working for them. But yeah, I don't know.
Did you see Speed get RKO'd by Randy Orton?
Yes, I watched it live. It was funny.
That was awesome.
It was very awesome. And now we have another video. And Sam, I think you sent this one to the group chat, but
no, I think Robbie did.
Oh, okay. We have some pillows. Yeah, we have some Robbie. Pillows on the dirt. And then we have some grass. People just stand all around. Then man with stick is there. And then man look at stick man. And look at man with glove. And he make like this one. And then he, boom. He throw a ball to the stick man. And the stick man may hit. If he make a miss of 3 times, then out. But if 4 times, then boom, then he may walk to a pillow. But if he hit the ball very far, then he may run on all the pillows around the pillows. And sometimes someone is stealing the pillows. If you hit the man with the ball, then he may run to the pillows. The boys in the trench, they sit in the trench and then clap, clap and spit, spit. And then they run, to the field. But time out on the 7. After 7 times of run on field, everyone sing a song about popcorn.
That was the best baseball clip I think I've ever seen.
Hey, that was the most accurate description of the sport of baseball ever.
We finally did something about baseball.
We did it. We finally did it. For the team.
Go team.
Air high five.
Sports.
Sports ball.
Sports ball. So, I mean, I was about to say.
We're about to jam out to some Creed throughout the whole episode. Can it's fine. I mean, I'll get behind it.
Higher.
I think it was this video. It was the music video of My Sacrifice by Creed. And they had like a drinking game of every time the lead singer, what's his name?
Scott Stapp.
Every time he does this. Yeah.
We actually.
You'll be wasted a quarter of the way through the song.
At work, we actually watched the video. And we're like counting how many times you get to a solo where he's on the bus and he does this. You're fucked. Like Thunderstruck. You're fucked.
Yeah. The Thunderstruck game.
You know what we're talking about, Cole?
I have no idea.
So Mike Sacrifice by Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Music video. Every time the singer does this,
mm-hmm.
you have to take a drink.
Yeah. Shot or whatever.
Or like the video I saw it, they don't drink. So they're taking a drink of water every time. So they're getting like really hydrated, but like if you could make that a drinking game and get, I mean,
pretty,
you'd be, like I said, you'd be wasted a quarter of the way through the song.
So like, it'd be like Thunderstruck. You go around every time they say Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
You drink.
There's a different AC/DC song that I did that with my dad and my uncle one time. It was kind of like the LMFAO shots song, kind of.
Okay.
Anytime they said shots, that was a shot.
TNT.
TNT.
Drink.
No, I think it said shots in it. I could be wrong. It was many years ago.
I don't listen much AC/DC. I can't tell you.
It was my first time ever hearing the song.
Hot take, AC/DC overrated. They're good, but I just don't want to listen.
AC/DC is kind of the first band I really got into listening when I was like young and getting into music, though. Like, I'd listen to AC/DC when I'd get pumped up for like a seventh grade football game. That's what I would listen to.
That's all they would play.
Yeah, I know. They
play the same seven-track CD.
12-year-old Sam loved that.
Well, good for you. Yeah, football.
I grew up with Nickelback.
Oh, that's what's up, buddy.
I can get behind it. They got some hits.
And they're still coming out with some.
They are.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into the episode before we get further into sidetracking and everything.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're good.
So player bust. We're talking about players in any sport who have been the biggest bust you have ever seen, who had been hyped up in the draft or a random free agent signing or whatever it may be that just didn't turn out to be what people expected.
So this can be from the draft or like a free agent signing that they thought was going to be like, or like a trade even that they thought was going to be. Okay.
Yes. Like any sport, any league.
Okay.
Derek Carr.
To the Saints?
Yes. I expected
one
more.
Year after 1 year.
I expected more.
I did too.
He got huge. Like, did you see any of those pictures?
Yeah. He did, but that's not.
I know it was only 1 year, but he's been in the NFL for how many years? I know it's a whole new different program and everything, but I just expected a little bit.
You know, going into that season when the Saints signed him, he basically went into that season as the undisputed best quarterback in that division and ended up Baker Mayfield ended up outplaying him that year. And Baker Mayfield's good. I mean, he had a good year. And then I like how you brought up like Derek Carr, he got like huge. And every time I see that, like with a quarterback, they have like an insane transformation. They gain a lot of muscle or something. It's just like, it baffles me because it's like all the greatest quarterbacks like have like dad bods, like Eli, like Tom Brady, Aaron, like all the greatest quarterbacks. Like they don't look ripped.
Tom Brady comeback?
No, it's not happening.
No, he won't.
I'm going to say, honestly, probably Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. I mean,
think about it. Like the Raiders took him first overall. Now, 2007 draft class was poor in terms of quarterbacks.
Yes,
they had some great players come out of that draft, like Calvin Johnson, Adrian Peterson. There's a bunch of them. Those are the first two that come to mind. But the quarterbacks in that draft class were not great. I think your Lions took Drew Stanton out of Michigan State.
Yes,
and we saw how he panned out. He ended up drafting Stafford 2 years later. But Russell, he was supposed to be like the stud coming out of LSU. He was supposed to like take over that franchise. And then he wasn't even watching tape. He was getting fat, like, and out of shape. And what I think I heard a story once where like he came back that next day to practice and the coach sent him home some tapes. They asked him what he watched on those tapes that night, the film. And he said he like watched blitz packages or something, and they sent him blank tapes. So they knew he was lying. So yeah, I think with how hyped up he was supposed to be and you know, that potential, like, and how disappointing it was, like, to get replaced by Jason Campbell.
Mine, it's not football, but Adam Morrison out of Gonzaga. He got drafted by the Charlotte Bobcats when they were before the Hornets or whatever.
Yeah.
Biggest flop. That's what I don't like about when people get overhyped in these like tournaments and everything. Like, oh, he's going to be the next greatest player. And then did the draft, had a good, he had all right combine, you know, and then first game, dog shit. Dog water.
Does LeBron's son get drafted this year?
So here's the thing with that. What's going to happen is if he doesn't get drafted, he can go back to college, but he's transferring from USC. USC. So he could play anywhere. He still have his eligibility. But personally, any team that's going to draft him, Lakers. That's if LeBron stays.
Well, I've heard that no matter where he gets drafted, LeBron will most likely be going there.
Yes.
And I never realized it, but I watched a documentary on it. Every team that he has gone to, the economy of that city just absolutely thrives when he gets there because of the things he does, the revenue he brings in.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, ticket sales are going to go up because everyone's going to come. Just like look at Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Chicago. Do you think his son will be a bust, or do you think?
He's not ready. He hasn't really proven himself in college.
Yeah.
He's literally transferring because he wasn't getting playing time. Typical transferring shit.
Yeah.
Their feelings get hurt, so they leave. That's how it goes.
Who's that? Was it Zion Williamson?
He's doing pretty all right.
Is he doing good? Yeah, he's
still good.
I've heard some bad, some not so good things, some good things.
They just poke at his weight.
Gotcha. I'm not an avid NBA fan, so.
Who do you think will be a future bust?
I mean, in this upcoming draft, I mean, I don't really see any. I mean, I could see possibly Caleb Williams potentially just because with all the hype surrounding him. But I just think he's too talented to be a bust. I could just see like with the hype surrounding him and some of the off the field stuff being a distraction that his career doesn't pan out the way obviously he'd want it to.
I hate to say it, but Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese.
Yeah,
it has to be one of those two.
You guys are speaking Chinese to me. I don't watch any college ball.
I don't. But
Caleb Williams? You don't?
No.
Caitlin Clark?
I mean, it sounds familiar.
Women's Iowa women's basketball. Yes. Yeah.
All the talk about, you know.
I saw she set the new NCAA 3-point record, beating Steph. Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Yep. She's really good. I think she'll actually be good in the NBA. Angel Reese, I could see maybe being a bust.
I'm more towards Angel, though, out of anyone.
The NBA or the WNBA?
WNBA.
Come on, Sam.
I mean, maybe she's the first.
She could be, but who knows?
They've talked about it. It won't happen.
But there has
WNBA doesn't have near the following either.
No, but with these two coming in, they're going to help.
It could. Yeah. For sure.
I would agree with that 100% because, I mean, the Chicago was doing all right. And then look at Larry Bird. Larry Bird came in for Boston. So those two, you know, the NBA basically was about to go bankrupt. And then those two came in the league and then brought a lot of money revenue to the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even with, like, even in the NFL with a lot of, like, the free agency signings we've had, like, some of them can end up being a bust on their new team, kind of like you mentioned Derek Carr was last year. I could almost see, like Russell. I mean, Russell Wilson was a bust in Denver. I could see it possibly also happening in Pittsburgh.
I blame Sean Payton on that one and the organization, Sean Payton and those Broncos.
I mean, he was actually pretty good last year, but they benched him because they didn't want to pay him, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't want to pay out his contract.
It's a money league.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco. Flacco.
He's going to the Colts to be a backup, though.
I thought he was going to be a starter.
Anthony Richardson is a starter.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's going to mentor him.
But he could. I mean, he's injury prone. He runs a lot.
Yeah. He likes to
run. So where did... I'm blanking on his name. Last year's starting quarterback for the Colts.
Minshew?
Yes.
So, he only started because Richardson went down.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Raiders. Minshew did.
Okay. Which, he's going to be competing for the starting job.
With Aiden O'Connell.
And I think he's going to get it.
I think he very well could.
Aiden O'Connell,
he didn't do terrible as a rookie, but...
He's not great.
He's real basic. He doesn't have any real flash to his game. I think to be it. Successful quarterback in the NFL these days, it looks like most of them kind of have something flashy to their game, like Mahomes or
like Mahomes has a side throw, and then
Josh Allen's got the big arm. He's his big body. He can run people over.
Lamar Jackson's a running back. He plays quarterback
pretty much. Yeah, he's a running back who can throw.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow's one of those where he's not like super flashy. He's just like insanely accurate.
But he's a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved watching him his rookie year, his slides.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see just how awkward they were?
I might have to actually look at that again. I never really noticed that.
There was
Joe Burrow, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you calling Joey B a pussy?
No.
I saw him awkward.
He was in a mic'd up game and he was talking to the ref, and the ref was like, if you're going to go down, just go down.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about now.
Deshaun Watson's kind of been a bust in Cleveland so far.
He's injury prone.
Yeah.
What do you expect? Too many massages.
I think if the Cowboys trade Dak, he could be a bust wherever he goes, because talking about that. There's just so many what ifs right now. It's kind of the exciting part of the NFL offseason.
Hypothetically, what if the Cowboys trade their pick for, pick up a QB with their pick and trade Dak away?
Yeah, I could maybe see it happening.
Jerry Jones, I know I said in one episode, he's a problem.
Yeah.
Still is, but hey, you never know.
I saw something where, I think I saw something somewhere where, the Bears might potentially trade their pick to the Chargers for Justin Herbert.
Why?
Because you think about it, they went and got Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen was his number one receiver.
You get a duo
in LA. And I mean, if you get Justin Herbert, you get someone who's already kind of had success, and it already kind of seems like, I mean, you've even mentioned that Jim Harbaugh is like almost trying to drive Herbert out of town by cutting all his weapons. And then the Chargers would have the freedom to draft whoever they want, whether that's Caleb Williams or whether Harbaugh wants to bring in JJ McCarthy from Michigan.
How do you think he's going to do as a head coach?
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I think now that was like a real stretch trade. Like, I think they won't get rid of Herbert, but I think he's the coach Herbert needs to, like, take that team to the next level. They just need to put some more pieces around him, because they literally got rid of his
top receivers,
top two wide receivers, his starting running back, and his starting tight end. He's got, like, no weapons now.
So who's the number one receiver?
I think it's Joshua Palmer now, which he isn't terrible, but he's no Keenan Allen or Mike Williams. But yeah, I remember hearing that about as like a potential draft trade, like a really far out there one.
I think Harbaugh is going to he's going to struggle his first 2 years. Most coaches do. I think once he builds his team, he's going to be a decent coach.
Yeah.
He's done it before and he'll do it again. I don't know what it is. He fires up some players, but he does it.
He's just a team builder. He knows how to have success in college and in pro, and he's shown when he was coaching the 49ers, he took Colin Kaepernick to a Super Bowl
and made him a superstar.
And then when he left, Kaepernick, like, he was trash, and then he's out of the league because he's not good, a good coach. But who do you think was the best late bloomer of almost being a bust? So, like, they started their career and it was looking like they were going to be a bust, but then they kind of had a late start and they finally had some success. For me, the perfect person that fits that description is Alex Smith. Because he got drafted first overall by the Niners in 05 over Aaron Rodgers. And he had a rough start to his career in San Francisco. And then when Jim Harbaugh came around, they finally led them to the playoffs. And then he got benched for Colin Kaepernick, which was probably the biggest mistake they ever made.
Yeah.
And then got traded and got a big contract in Kansas City and played there for a lot of years, had a lot of success, and basically mentored Patrick Mahomes for a year. And he's the best quarterback in the league now. And then he took Washington to the playoffs on one leg, basically, after he came back from that injury. So I think Alex Smith, personally.
You're going to be surprised what I got to say. Jordan Love.
Late bloomer, really?
Yeah. A lot of people thought he was going to be a bust, but after Rodgers left.
He's not late. He's only has 1 year as a starter.
But he's doing pretty good.
I think you could get the term late bloomer confused.
Nope.
He sat 3 years as a backup.
Yeah, but when he played at the time, the chances he got, a lot of people didn't like it. He thought he was going to flop.
That's true. A lot of people did.
And they instantly put bust on him. But
I don't know if I would say he's I just don't know if I'd say he's a late bloomer at this point in his career after 1 year.
Gardner Minshew maybe a little bit, but
Gardner Minshew's an interesting one.
I think he's funny.
I think he could have been the future quarterback for the Jaguars if they didn't suck so much and then they drafted Trevor Lawrence.
I wish they would have kept Bortles too. Bortles wasn't that bad.
Bortles. Bortles. Yeah, I'm with you on Bortles.
Okay.
Bortles took Jacksonville to the AFC Championship the 1 year, but their defense and Leonard Fournette carried them.
If you had asked me that question, what, 2 years ago, I would have said Matt Stafford. I didn't think he was a bust, but he was just good with stats. He leaves, gets a team around him, gets a head coach.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I could say Stafford. You could put Stafford in that realm.
I'd say Stafford.
He wasn't a bust.
He had a good career in Detroit. He just never won the Super Bowl. Obviously. True. I know I'm a Detroit fan, so.
He's the best quarterback in Lions history, without a doubt. But
yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, but yeah, Cole's right, though. He wasn't a bust, but he didn't win anything big. And then the first year, he goes to a team that is built like to win. He goes and wins the freaking Super Bowl.
I mean, realistically, can you say Jared Goff then? Because he went from a good team.
Kinda. He's kind of had an up and down career.
Because he got traded because pretty much drama, high school drama.
Sean McVay was done with him, and he was like buddy-buddy with Stafford pretty much.
Yep. And then he comes to Detroit last 2 years. That guy has resurged his career.
Yeah,
I would agree.
He's probably going to be – he's on track to be one of the Lions' best quarter – second best.
Bobby Lane. The curse of Bobby Lane.
Third best. Third best.
No, Jared Goff, he started his career out pretty good in L.A., and then he had, like, that couple really down years.
Yes.
And then they were like
– But he led him to a Super Bowl.
Right. He did lead him to a Super Bowl, and that was one of the good years. And then it was, like, the years after that where, like, I think they only went to, like, one playoff game, and there was, like, talk of him, like, partying all the time.
Which
and,
I could see.
Stuff
it's
like
it's
that.
California.
He's in L.A. He just needed a change of scenery.
It's California. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
There's a lot more to do there than just party.
He went to... and then he goes to Detroit where it's just football, pretty much.
Football and hard work and blue-collar workers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know what I put down here. Who had a super team?
That was a bust?
Oh, I thought we were going to do the next one. I forgot about it. But yeah, super team.
2011 Eagles.
Who was on that team? I can't remember.
So it was after the year that like Michael Vick went off for them. And they went and signed Vince Young as like a backup. So everyone thought they were going to do like a two quarterback system. They had like speed galore at wide receiver. DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, LeSean McCoy at running back. They had, I forgot the tight end. I think it was Brent Celek. He was pretty good. And like, they had some good defensive players too. They were just, I think, that cornerback, he had the weird name. Namdi Asamoah.
I never even heard of him.
He used to play for the Raiders. Raiders. He was good. They were stacked. Like, everyone thought they were going to be so good because they had all this talent, and they didn't even make the playoffs.
Well, he couldn't have been that good if I don't know who he was.
That's a fair point.
But you also mentioned yourself, you don't even follow sports that closely.
Not super close, but I like watching football.
Sure.
Mine, for the super team that came a bust, I might butcher the year, and I might even butcher everything about it. The Patriots, they went 18-0 one season, and they lost that Super Bowl, didn't they?
Yes, they did. You're right.
Was that like 08?
07.
07?
07, 08. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would call that a bust. You go 18-0 and then lose the Super Bowl. That's to Eli Manning.
Good old Eli.
I would almost say my 2011 Packers, we went 15-1. Thought we were going to repeat that year if we won the Super Bowl year before. Then we lost to Eli Manning in the divisional round.
There was one Cincinnati Bengal team. We had Chad Johnson. I ain't going to say his name. I'm going to butcher the shit out of
Chad Ochocinco.
Ochocinco, yes. And Terrell Owens.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer. I hate you. They had a really good running back, too. I can't remember his name.
Wasn't it Cedric Benson back then? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember.
That was a good team. That could have been.
Well, yeah, you have Chad Johnson and T.O. Like but they're also like the two biggest like diva wide receivers of all time. Like,
yeah,
caring about like putting on a show and everything. But two of the best wide receivers of our generation, though.
The Cardinals, when they had Carson Palmer and Fitzgerald, and they lose in the championship.
My team should have beat them that year in the playoffs. That was Aaron Rodgers threw 3 Hail Marys that game.
Or when they won the Super Bowl, where they went against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I wouldn't call that a super team, though. They went like 9-7 that year.
They still, I mean.
But they. Yeah, they were. They were a wild card team. Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Was it Fitzgerald or Julio that went a whole season without dropping a pass?
I'm going to guess that it was Fitz.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Fitz.
I remember seeing that. I don't remember which one it was, though.
The thing about Julio is that he put up so many stats, so many yards, so many receptions, but he didn't get as many touchdowns as some of the other top receivers. But I don't know. Larry Fitz, because it said that Larry Fitzgerald actually has more tackles in his career than drops or something like that. Like, it's insane. Oh, it was DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre.
Wow. I was way off.
That makes sense, though, because he also is known for just like having glue.
He kind of fell off.
He's fallen off recently. He's just kind of gotten old, has had some. Well, he got suspended for a while that one year.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's kind of getting up there. He's still on the Titans, I think.
Hey, he went to the Titans, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your super team, Big Bus, Gale?
Yeah. Not the 9-7 Cardinals of 08. Come on now.
I am drawing blanks right now, guys. I don't know.
What about the 2023 Detroit Lions that lost to the Niners in the
Well, conference? This has been an episode, kid. No, they weren't a bust. I don't think they were.
You said Super Bowl or bust at the beginning of the year. Remember you guys put up a banner in your stadium saying division champions.
They did not.
They had a ceremony and a banner because they were predicted to win the division.
No. All right.
Calm down, Kale.
I'm trying to think of this NBA team. I just can't think of it.
Okay.
Oh, so when the Kings and the Lakers back in, can't remember what year, but they had Jason Williams, Vlad, can't say his name for the life of me.
It's 1999.
Listen to the old man over here. Yes, 1999. So it was against Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and, I'm just, okay. Honestly, I'm drawing blanks, guys.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, man. No worries.
The LeBron Heat, the first year they brought the whole super team together.
Oh, yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki and nobody.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that, even though I don't follow NBA closely. I do remember that.
And then they lost to the Spurs one year, too, but they lost to Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker.
And then you had Shaq and Kobe and Karl Malone and Gary Payton and all those guys.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Forgot the mailman was on the Lakers at one point. So I think the next topic we had was like who should and shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to save that one, aren't we?
We can save it. It's up to you.
Probably save that one.
The worst ref calls. The worst call of all time in NFL history for ref calls.
Very biased. The Saints and Rams game.
Yep. No, I knew you were going to say that one, and I totally agree.
That was bullshit.
Yeah. I got a lot. I'm going to say 2014 NFC Championship game against the Seahawks. there was just a lot of there was just a lot that just went downhill later on, like late in that game. Like we were up 19-7.
I thought you guys would have won that one.
Like we were supposed to, like that was at that time, that was the best opportunity we had to get Aaron Rodgers a second ring.
Yeah.
And then we blow up however many point lead to Seattle. And yeah, it was just, I don't know how we lost that one, but how about you, Kale?
Megatron catching over the head. That rule where Dez Bryant had that problem too. He can't catch over the helmet or whatever.
Yeah.
That rule's bullshit. Like, I can't remember who we're playing, but I know Dez Bryant played the Packers and he'd throw it over the top of their head.
And they ruled it a catch later on, but I think even if they ruled it a catch that day, I don't think they would have won.
Actually, I thought of the best one. The Lions should have won against the Cowboys. He called that he was eligible.
Oh, last season.
Yeah, he was eligible.
Yeah. Yep.
That was, like, again, in Jerry's world, you're there. So anything happens, whatever. Jerry
I'm also going to bring up another Seahawks game that the Packers played when it was the replacement refs.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson, it was his rookie year, I think. And he threw an interception in the end zone and they counted it as a touchdown and they won the game.
Oh, I remember that one.
Like, because they called it like simultaneous possession or something. Because, like, the fail Mary. Yeah, that's what it was called.
And I never even heard of that.
Yeah. So, like, our defender, I think it was MD Jennings at the time, intercepted it. But, like, the Seahawks receiver had a hand on the ball. Mm-hmm. And they called it, they ruled it offensive. It automatically goes to the offense when it's simultaneous possession. So the Seahawks got a touchdown instead of us getting an interception. And the crazy thing about that is if we would have won that game, we would have had a first-round bye in the playoffs that year over the 49ers. And we would have had a chance. Like, I think we would have had a better chance to maybe go to the Super Bowl.
You got to get past the 49ers, though.
That was the first year we got destroyed by the 49ers in the playoffs.
And then dominoes.
Colin Kaepernick had, like, 200 rushing yards on us. It was really ugly. Really ugly. I hate the 49ers.
Do you guys think that games in like any sport, any league are fixed due to sports betting in Vegas?
100%.
I think so when it comes to refs.
I think to a point they definitely are.
I have an argument with somebody I play video games with, and he likes to say that this whole game is scripted because the players know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, you can't choreograph every move or every touchdown or every, you know.
So I want to step in just real fast on a non-call. The worst non-call of all time?
That's the one Cole was talking about.
Okay.
Yep.
Definitely pass interference.
Because like that, Saints should have been in the Super Bowl that year, not the Rams.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Drew Brees.
He deserved that.
That was his best chance to get his second ring, too. Mm-hmm. Just like what I mentioned with Aaron Rodgers that other season. Yep.
But back to what we're talking about. Yeah, I 100% think games are fixed with refs. You're just not really caught.
To a point, like I think the league wants to like spotlight certain teams and certain players and push that for revenue.
Yeah.
Like sales, like Patrick Mahomes, like
ratings. And
I'm not saying the Chiefs aren't good, but you know, I feel like there's certain things that go on where they definitely try to push the players that people want to see in the teams. And they're definitely going more for like offense and like high scoring and stuff like that. And I feel like part of that has to do with like there's a little bit of rig going on.
When it came to the whole Super Bowl logo, I just got so annoyed with that.
Yeah.
It's like, so what? It's his colors.
Right. That was just like a conspiracy theory more than anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say the NFL, for instance, is scripted. Obviously, the players can't do that. You can't script that.
No, you can't.
But I would say not 100%, but I would say the refs say have a quota to meet, say per game,
okay,
per month,
yeah,
of calls that they have to find and call.
Yeah. Just like a cop at the end of the month.
I get that. Yeah.
The cop at the end of the month has to meet a quota. So like, you know,
especially new rules. I always feel like the newest rules get called more than other stuff.
Yes.
Hip drop tackle. Basically banning tackling now.
And, you know, we'll carry on to this as well. Do you think refs have it out for certain teams and players?
I feel like, I don't know if like they have it out for certain teams or players, but I feel like they definitely try to protect certain players more.
Like favoritism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I'll admit it. They definitely like try to protect and favorite your big name quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Tom Brady,
Stafford,
all of them, even Stafford to a point.
Can you blame them?
No.
It just makes them look better. I mean,
honestly, like, but then you have like some of your other big name quarterbacks that are built a little differently and they don't protect them as much. Like Josh Allen, He's a big dude who can withstand a lot of, you know, contact and stuff like that. And he maybe doesn't get the protection a Joe Burrow gets, you know, and like it was the same thing with Big Ben, like, and Cam Newton and those bigger quarterbacks who like can like break a lot of tackles and like are known kind of for that, their toughness. I feel like they didn't get the same protection. Like you're more so like, I guess, like your Brady's, your Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning.
Well, Tom Brady,
Mahomes.
If you say Tom Brady, he's definitely probably protected more.
Yeah. But like Lamar Jackson, I feel like I feel like if they're a running quarterback too, they don't get as much protection. And really, if you run with the ball, you're a running back at that point. So you shouldn't.
I don't know. I feel like there might be a ref that has certain grudges against players, but they just don't show it.
Yeah. I mean, they certain like defenders, like if it's like last season when we played the Chiefs, it could be against the Packers defender. I can't remember who hit him. Or favoritism on Mahomes, but he hit Mahomes before he went out of bounds and they called it unnecessary roughness. Like they hit him late, but he was still in bounds. Mm-hmm. And it was that game where we played the Chiefs and, and it's like, come on, man. Like I get like Mahomes is the golden boy of the league, but he wasn't even out of bounds yet. Like he's still a live ball carrier. Like he should be able to hit him there. And they flagged us for it.
But I will say, along with what you just said and right before it, of protecting the quarterbacks, if they're running with it, yes, they should be considered a running back.
Yeah.
But if their quarterback gets hurt,
right,
it could destroy a whole team's season for
and that does
the rest
happen.
Of that season, next season. So, I mean, I get it. I get both sides and why they try to protect him a little
especially
bit more.
Especially when that team relies so much on that quarterback to be great. Like there's so many years, like being a Packers fan, like Aaron Rodgers carried the team.
Mm-hmm. I think Aaron Rodgers got protected a lot.
Yeah, but there was a couple of years where he got hurt, and when he got hurt, the whole team just tanked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got protected a lot, but he also, I don't know. He's tougher than people. I feel like people believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the dumbest NFL rules.
Well, we talked about one of them already, and that's them now banning the hip drop tackle, which is like an effective way to tackle people when you first start out playing football at a young age.
Like at this point, get rid of football.
Like that's an effective way coaches teach you how to tackle. Like go low, go for the legs. And they're just banning like regular tackling form. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it'll ruin it completely, but it's going to change the way defenders try to tackle. And it's going to lead to higher scoring games, more offense, which is what they want to see. That's more ratings, more views, but it takes some of it away. I like, it does seem like eventually they're just going to switch straight up to like flag football.
Yeah.
A little different from yours, not the physicality part of it, but the fact that they can't wear whatever cleats that they want. to like express themselves, so to say.
Okay.
They're strictly to like one or two of just plain Jane. There's a guideline
to have to follow when it comes to uniform.
When they do their special causes, like their event and shit, and then they get in trouble. That's the only time they can wear them. But they have like a special cause for the cleats.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought they just couldn't.
No, there's only like one game they could support whoever they want, and then that's it. My follow up to yours is the socks. They have to wear high knee socks. Because why? Because one day when for the first game of the Dolphins last year, Tyreek Hill wore no socks. He got fined for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got curious, so I looked it up. Some NFL commissioner at the time in the 20s, when the NFL was first starting, he's like, F it, wear high socks, don't care. And it never changed ever since. I think it's dumb. Like, why do we got to wear high socks? And why you control them by wearing high socks? Like the cleats, why can't they wear certain colors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in college, they don't need to wear the knee-high socks.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on to the Roger Goodell review.
Roger Goodell.
Good old Goodell. What grade would you give Goodell since his hiring in 06?
Slowly degrading.
Isn't he one of the longest tenured NFL commissioners of all time?
Yes.
If not the longest.
I believe so.
There's a reason he's been there for as long as he has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you said, I think slowly degrading. He's done a lot of good, I think.
Yeah.
But he's also done a lot of bad that people are against.
I'm going to give him a C+.
Yeah. Yeah, I might do you one better and go maybe B-.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why you say C+? Or you switch to B?
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Following. Yep. He's just copying us.
Yeah,
no,
he is.
No. Fine. C+. Happy?
Why?
But why?
Why? Because I feel like it'll lead up to what I got to say. Another part of this is I think he makes the NFL too political.
Okay. I feel like politics are starting to get more involved with sports too.
Like
and
LeBron?
They should leave it out. Like when they were doing the whole like kneeing during the anthem and like they were talking about politics and everything. And it's like, just leave that out of sports.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't agree with like kneeling for the flag or anything, but just play the game. Like, do what you got to do and play the game. Like, leave all that BS out of it. Like, deal with that on a different platform, but not
on a national level of TV.
Not in the in the game. Like, what you're doing, your job. Like, this is their job.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a game. It's sports. Like, I don't know. I guess that's just my take on it.
I think they just take it for granted, honestly.
At some point, you kind of feel like they do. Like, you get to play a child's game. You get to play a sport you've been playing your whole life, you know, for a living, for a career.
Well, did you know when LSU played Iowa in the women's basketball, LSU governor, or not LSU governor, the Louisiana governor, made a new law saying that if any teams in Louisiana don't come out for national anthem, I guess it's a forfeit or something.
Mm.
I don't know.
I mean, I agree with it, man. I mean, that's part of the game. That's part of the reason why we get to have football games and have events like that is because we have that freedom, you know?
Yeah.
So
I agree with you.
You should have to.
You have a different platform.
Yeah.
You know, I think certain people that are certain athletes should not have to go online and, you know, basically give their opinion, and it just hurts their image, I think. Like LeBron.
Well, yeah, that's their personal choice, and if they choose to do that, like you said, it's their opinion.
Yeah.
And if it hurts their image, that was their choice. Like that's their own fault. But you would hope if they choose to do that, like they try to use it to, you know, enhance their image, you know.
So
does Roger Goodell give favoritism to certain owners and teams?
100%. I don't care what anybody says. 100%.
You feel like he, who?
Cowboys.
Why?
They make some money. Why not?
You think he might be in cahoots with Jerry Jones?
No, what I'm saying is if any team is making them a lot of money, why ruin it?
But the Cowboys haven't won anything. And
they don't need to win anything. They got their dumb fans that are just going to be buying them stuff every year.
Says the Lion fan.
Well, that doesn't mean shit. I'm saying you got these bandwagon Cowboy fans who think it's going to be, it's our year. It's our year. We dumb boys. Every year. I hear it every year. You're going to go out and buy the merchandise, buy the tickets, buy whatever, and it's going to make the NFL money.
But if, say you lived in Detroit, wouldn't that be you with the Lions?
No.
Season pass, all the games. We're going to go all the way every year.
That's just passionate fans. I mean,
well, yeah, about the team. But I'm saying, like, you got the bandwagoners, though, that they're going to be making the money.
Yeah.
I don't think Dallas has a lot of bandwagon fans. They just have a lot of true fans.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're America's team, delusional fans.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't call them bandwagon, though.
Delusional. They don't
get a lot of new fans. It's just families of the same fans, but they're all across the nation.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Delusional is the right word.
Yeah. Zach kind of got to it, but I was going to say, what makes them a bandwagon to you?
Like, you don't see anyone hopping from. It's like whatever team they're a fan of.
Well, it's last 2 years that when they made the playoffs, these people come out of nowhere and all of a sudden are rooting for the Cowboys. They haven't watched any games this year, watched any stats this year.
They're just Cowboy fans. They're casual football fans. They don't pay attention to the game, but they're just fans.
They just don't come out of the woodwork until they're good.
Right. Yeah.
But they're still Dallas fans. Right. They weren't like a fan of somebody else. They just finally could talk.
Yeah. Well, they represent the team. But until they're actually really good and like potentially onto a Super Bowl is when they come out of the woodwork.
Right. But you got those people that don't watch it at all or not even fans. Like,
we should change the name of this episode to Kale Hates the Cowboys.
We also added 3 million more Dallas fans, you know, with the immigrant stuff going on. So
money, favoritism. Sorry, that's fucked up to say. No, I don't know.
I feel like any team that's had a lot of success is going to team. I feel like if Roger Goodell is going to have a favorite of any team, it's going to be a team that's winning a lot of championships. Kansas City, it used to be New England. But even then, like, they kept getting New England with a bunch of like Spygate, Deflategate.
Okay, Deflategate, though, that looked like it was true.
It was.
But they say it's not.
Tom Brady likes his balls soft.
they came out and proved it. It was true.
Yeah.
It was true.
I don't know. And I also think when it comes to calls too.
Yeah.
I mean, look at I'm not even going to go there because I was going to bring up Dallas again, but
I do think he hates Dallas. He hates Dak Prescott for sure.
I hate him.
Why?
You just hate him. Like,
he's a whiny bitch.
You're sitting here whining.
No. About it. I'm just saying, when it came to his last contract extension, and this has always been with me and it sat with me and I never liked him for it. Oh, I make over something so much $1 million a year. I can't afford to feed my family. What? How? You make how much money a year?
He said that?
I'll have to find the video. It was years ago.
It was AI.
AI wasn't a thing back then as much. There's a video out there. Don't look at me like that, Cole.
Okay. I do think Roger Goodell, he avoids some of the criticism, though.
Yes.
That people try to put on him.
I would agree.
He tries to deflect it when people call him out on stuff.
Yes.
That is true. But yeah, I don't think he has necessarily favoritism towards the Dallas Cowboys, though.
Well, I'm just using them as an example.
But you know, they are. I mean, They like Zach said, they're America's team. They're iconic.
How the hell they're not.
That's what their nickname is.
I know, but they're definitely not America's team anymore.
No, they're not.
It's Chiefs.
They're just iconic, you know. They have so many like iconic players throughout their history and good coaches too.
Jimmy Johnson,
Tom Landry.
And then
Jason Garrett clapping.
Oh yeah. Michael Irvin,
Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith.
I will say though, out of all the Cowboys, probably my favorite Cowboy of all time, Michael Irvin.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I have a favorite Cowboy of all time.
So there's a positive, guys. Why? Call me the bandwagon now.
Why Michael Irvin?
He was a great quarterback. Wow. Wow. I think I'm getting a little tired. Okay, so he was a great receiver out of Miami, which Miami was, you know, a good super team back then. Yeah,
they were a dynasty back then.
Came into the NFL. Some people probably thought he was a bust. Came in there and tore shit up. He was way before my time, but I mean,
yeah.
Who's to say I can't like him?
True. Sure.
Just like Nebraska in 94, he was way before your time. I know. I still got championships, bitch.
Yeah.
But do you think the NFL is too political now?
I don't. I mean, it was getting that way for a while.
I think it's slowed down.
Yeah, I do think it's slowed down a little bit. Yeah. I think they're kind of realizing, you know, keep politics out of sports. Yeah. You know?
I guess I'll give them the kudos of that.
Yeah.
But no matter what you do, there's politics
in
everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whether it's government related or not, I mean, it's just politics.
It's everywhere. That's true.
Remember the Michael Sam player?
Yeah, I remember. Missouri? Yeah.
That dude just disappeared on the face of the earth.
Yep.
And then you got, what else? That was pretty big. Deflategate, obviously.
Johnny Manziel.
I'm drawing blanks today.
Antonio Brown was fun to watch walk off the field, skip off it.
Yeah, flip off everybody. And
just leaves the stadium with his shirt off. Everything.
Ever since that one hit, he was never the same.
CTE.
Vontaze Burfict, I think, is the one that hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Sorry. Nothing.
What?
Nothing. So, I don't know.
Any other Roger Goodell, Dallas Cowboys dirt you want to throw at us?
How many Super Bowls do they have?
Fucking no.
They have. I know they won 3 with Troy Aikman.
How many do the Lions have?
Oh, wow. I could tell you that one right away. 0.
How many do the Saints have? Just one.
Just one.
Back is at 4, you know. Won the first 2 ever, all time.
I'm a Packer.
Those aren't even considered. The first 2 weren't called Super Bowls, were they?
They won it the first 2 and they changed the name to Super Bowl. Before it was a Super Bowl, it was the
World Champion.
NFL Championship.
You know how many?
And they won 9 of those before they actually. So they actually have 13 World Championships, 9 NFL Championships, and 4 Super Bowls.
Did you guys discuss on earlier podcast of the new kickoff rule?
No.
No, we haven't talked about that yet.
What do you think of it?
It's kind of weird. Like it changes like everything. Like,
yes.
Cause like they can't move for a certain amount of time. And like, that's the whole thing about kickoff is like the front line going back, setting their wedge, the returner, you know, cutting up into the hole. And it's going to be a change. It's going to really make kickoff returns seem
impossible.
It's going to be weird. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
I think it gives the kicker something more to do now.
Cause can the kickoff team, can all their players actually like run full head of steam first, or do they have to
wait?
I
think it's
too?
When the ball passes them.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. I could be wrong.
Is it kind of like how the XFL had originally set up?
Yes.
That's what I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So like to be like one line here and the line here. And
they're only like 10 yards apart.
Yeah.
So we talked about it. It could maybe set up more returns because the defense does not have time to set up anything. So it could make it more interesting on the kickoff because there's no time to set up any kind of wedge. The kick returner could run the other way. There's more holes open.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because they have to wait. So that makes sense.
But do you think it's just going to be...
I think it's probably in part to... I think it's going to mitigate or like lessen some of the injuries that happen and maybe lead to kind of like what Zach said is like maybe some bigger returns, which turns into more offense, more fireworks, more, you know, just exciting football for the viewers. It could be part of that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kale? You're zoning out over there.
Oh, sorry. I was getting too, you know, lost in my head about Cowboys. They live rent free in my head, apparently.
Yeah. You passionate about that. You let that get to you, man.
I hate Cowboys.
He has nightmares about Dak Prescott.
I will find that video.
Okay.
Send it to me.
Oh, I will. I will. Might take me a little bit, but I will. Okay. So I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah, I don't think we kind of covered all our points in terms of busts, ref calls, Roger Goodell dirt, Cowboys.
Cowboys dirt for sure.
Yeah. That turned into like Cowboys more than Roger Goodell.
Sorry. Sorry. You got me off track. So, I'm playing the Cowboys.
Yeah. So why don't you wrap it up here, Kale?
Well, I think this is going to be our goodbye. I think it was a great episode. I think we talked about what we wanted to talk about. Thank you, Cole, for joining
us. No, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming, Cole.
Thank you.
You're never welcome to go. Kidding. I'm kidding.
No, that's fine.
All right. So peace out, bye.
Peace out, bye.